Mutinous members of a Bangladesh paramilitary unit have completed laying down their weapons at their headquarters in the capital after an uprising that began yesterday. Lydia O'Kane reports.
A pay and command mutiny which began with border guards in the Bangladesh capital Dhaka looked increasingly volatile on Thursday as it spread to other parts of the country. Shootings were reported at several guard posts just hours after officials announced the mutiny by the paramilitary rifles, or BDR, had ended. One of the areas where violence erupted was in Chittagong in the south. Bishop of Chittagong, Patrick de Rosario, is also chairman of the Justice and Peace Commission of the Bangladesh Bishops' Conference. He says the situation is tense.
Well, it's spreading and the people are threatened, they're concerned, and they don't know the reasons why, but at the same time, people who hear it and get to the news, the media, they are very much concerned, they are in fear, of course.
In a televised address to the nation, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina called on the BDR to surrender or face tough action. Border guards first mutinied on Wednesday at the group's headquarters in Dhaka, turning their weapons on senior officials, seizing a nearby shopping centre and trapping students in a school on their compound. The guards later agreed to surrender after the government said it would grant them an amnesty and discuss their grievances. Already a number of people have been killed and injured as a result of the violence. The insurrection is the result of long-time frustrations over pay for the border guards that didn't keep pace with that of the armies and has been highlighted by rising food prices in this chronically poor South Asian country as the global economic crisis grows. I'm Lydia O'Kane.